Hey, Manjit, I will sell you this pen for $1 million.
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Just buy it.
No.
Buy the pen.
No.
Just buy the damn pen.
You know, you really need to work on your sales skills.
Hey, guys, so this episode is sponsored by Sales Society. As everyone listening knows, part of starting a successful startup is sales. And Sales Society is a place where you can learn sales techniques and tips to grow your business.
Now, we wouldn't bring you something that we haven't tried ourselves. I personally have used Sales Society's courses and learned how to follow up creatively without nagging, how to re-engage those disappearing clients, as well as how to schedule more meetings that result in closing more sales and getting referrals.
And of course, we got you guys an amazing deal. If you head over to the link in the episode description, salessocietymm.com, and put in the offer code YELLA at checkout, you will get 2 months free Gold Pass access, which means you get full access to all the courses, downloadable scripts, audios, videos, and templates. How awesome is that? Now, Manjit, let me tell you a little more about this pen.
Hi, welcome to Yalla. I'm Manjit.
And I'm Mishari. And we're starting a podcast company.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts.
And I've made a podcast before. So I guess we're qualified?
What's the worst that could happen?
Don't even get me started.
I'm always like peeking over and it's like, yeah, it's recording. Cool. And there's a light there. Okay. Learning the ropes.
Well, it's the first time, yeah. So I'll get there eventually.
So we're going to do this, right?
I guess so.
we're going to do our own startup.
We're going to do our own startup podcast.
And our own Gimlet.
So that's us recording one of our very first meetings for our podcast on, well, starting a podcast.
Hi, I'm Majal Qasimi. I'm 36, married with 3 kids, and I'm an optimist.
And I'm Mishari Alonezi. I'm 33, single, and I'm a realist. Though some people might say pessimist on this table, but I disagree. We can discuss later. Make up your own opinions, people. So we got the idea from Gimlet Media. It's a podcast media production company in the U.S. They started in 2014 with a podcast called Startup, documenting their journey to establishing their company. And since we're starting a podcast media production company as well, we thought we would do the same.
So we've decided we're going to produce original podcast shows. This means we'll come up with the concept and take it all the way to your ears.
Okay, so guys, what you're listening to right now is a podcast. They come in many different forms, shapes, and sizes, from interviews to storytelling, and we want to do them all.
Are we overthinking this?
You're talking to me, so I'm always overthinking everything, but that's neither here nor there.
So we're going to be recording our meetings, our thoughts, our experiences, and really sharing them with everybody on the podcast. And this journey of what it takes to create our Gimlet, our podcast company, which will, well, we decided to call it Finial Media.
And so what's this episode about?
So really, this is about how we start, how we started, and what we plan to do with the rest of the show.
Cool. By the way, guys, we're doing this in Dubai. That's where we're recording from. That's where the company is being established from. I'm Saudi. I'm half Saudi, half Kuwaiti. But Majid, you're Emirati. So tell the people what it's like starting a company here in Dubai.
So Dubai is a super fast-paced city. Everybody's hustling. The buzz is in the air all day, all night. And it's got real opportunity. So why not? Why not start the podcast here?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we'll hear back from people as to why not, but let's not get into that right now. This isn't your first startup, right?
No. I've started a couple companies before, but they didn't pan out.
Okay. And how did that feel?
Well, I wound one of them down and the other never got off the ground. So, yeah.
Okay. So that's basically exactly the same experience that I had. One which never got off the ground, took like about 9 months and then never went anywhere. And then one where I had to wind down just because like my partner, we don't need to get into it. Anyway.
So this is number 3 for the both of us.
Third time's the charm.
So why are we doing this?
I think we're crazy. I think that's pretty much it. But yeah. As you're hearing a lot of nervousness in our voice, guys, but that's not just now, that's just in general.
And, well, when we first started talking about this and we first recorded it, the nervousness was also there.
So, yeah.
This is going to take some work.
It's
gonna take quite a bit of work. I'm excited, but I'm also kind of like, ooh, child.
what's making you nervous about this?
I think what's making me nervous is, well, I think I'm nervous in general for a lot of reasons. A, because I'm just that kind of person.
Yeah. You're just nervous.
I'm just nervous.
It's kind of like, just nervous.
No, it's just one of those things where, like, there's a lot of vague space for me over the next kind of year. And it's one of those things where this is just another one of those, like, vague things I haven't kind of...
So what do you not want it to be? In reference to the vagueness.
I think what I don't want is us running our, you know, burning our tires for like 2 or 3 months worth of like just planning.
Sure.
For nothing. Because, I mean, especially come September, you know, your wife and kids are going to be back. Yeah. And like, and so if we're going to be spending time on this, then we need to like be efficient and then do it and then kind of like hit the ground kind of running. And I think what I don't want is 3 months of us sitting around hashing out numbers and blah, blah, rather than us actually, like, working on pushing it forward. You know what I mean?
I think I've been quite, like, comforted is the right word, maybe? Just happily surprised at how quickly this is maybe escalated.
Yeah.
Maybe it's timing. Maybe the fact that I've been running a bunch of projects myself and very keen to start things. And having somebody, I mean, like, the energy, the flow when we work is very conducive. I'm very happy about that. But yeah, I'm in the same boat. What I don't want this to be is something that we put time into but don't get progress.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you any less nervous now than you were then?
Well, actually, no, not any less nervous, but I'm somehow confident.
I really feel like we had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. Now, like, listening to it, I was nervous, but I think I was nervous about all the wrong things, if that makes sense.
Well, look, there's going to be a part of that anyway. But I think the most important thing here is to remember, this is our story. This is the real story. This is our start. And it probably is everybody's start. I can't believe that we're the only ones that feel this.
By the way, in case you guys are wondering, that's the spiel Majid keeps giving me every time I tell him, why are we doing Yella Podcast? We have enough work on our plates to do.
Well, like, let's think about this. It was a great idea. I know everybody thinks this is a great idea.
You don't even remember how this idea started, Mike.
I don't actually remember.
I remember. Should I tell the story? Do you want me to tell the story?
Please do, because I need to remember.
Okay, guys. So it was spring in Paris.
I wish.
No. Okay, no, that's not what happened. So I have a podcast called Millennial Mirrors, which I'd kind of finished the first season of. And I'd realized I kind of wanted to do a lot more content creation, but I wanted to do it on a much bigger scale. And Majid and I had a few conversations previously about how he loves podcasts and he loves listening to them. So I kind of asked him to meet up for coffee and pitched him the idea of starting this company, thinking he'd be like, yay, I'm super excited. Like, I totally want to be a part of it. And instead he was like, wow, that sounds like a great idea. You should talk to so-and-so and so-and-so. And I'm like, this is not going where I thought it was going to go.
So I didn't feel it was my place to invite myself to your cool idea. I was being respectful.
So I had to, like, you're basically being bashful and just sitting on the side, and I had to kind of invite you to dance. Was that the kind of the play you were going for?
Well, I'm thinking, like, why did you come to me with this idea? Just to support?
Well, I think it was based on the fact that we work together quite well. I knew you were enthusiastic about podcasts and you understood the concept of Gimlet, of startup, of all those things that we kind of had discussed before. So yeah, that's kind of the reason behind it. I didn't really pick you at random, even though I feel like that's what you kind of think happened.
Well, you know, I didn't really think about it until we had this discussion.
I introduce you to Majid, the optimist, versus Mishari, the realist. The laissez-faire versus the high-strung and uptight one who remembers everything. So anyway, here we are at the beginning of our journey with an idea and some numbers thrown on a PowerPoint presentation and hoping for the best. Now we have to take that idea out into the world and hope some other people think it's good as well.
No, everybody's going to think this is a good idea.
Are they?
So, tell Hind not to hate me.
Yeah, tell Hind not to hate me. So Hind is my wife, and she's worried I'm overstretched.
Why did you decide to do all of this now? No, I think it's going to be exciting. And I think when we start getting return feedback, I think what's making me nervous is actually pitching to VCs. Because I've never done that before.
But really? See, for me, like, that's one of those things where, I'll be honest, I would be more nervous had I not seen you while we were creating the pitch deck.
Yeah.
Because when you were talking while we were creating the pitch deck, I was like, oh, good, he's good at this. I don't have to worry.
It's hilarious because I'm taking it as a public speaking thing. I'm just going to turn over like, hey, everybody, this is, I'm happy to do the pitch. I'm actually happy to
do it. Yeah, because like, there's no way.
It's not going to be Mishari.
Okay. Yeah, put me on stage in front of like 200 people, I'm good. But don't put me in a room with like three or four.
Okay.
Because like, yeah, no, I can't like, I need it to be a mass of people that I don't recognize.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like three people looking you right in the eye.
Yeah, yeah. Because, okay. But
cool. I'm happy to do that because it'll definitely. Yeah. What is it? It's a numbers game. It's about hitting that and hitting and getting comfortable with rejection, taking feedback well.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I think like, also like I think. We need to start practicing it and sharpening and stuff like that. I prefer to do it with my friend Bella, who used to work for Endeavor, before we hit Fahim.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like she's less scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Fahim is Maj's brother, and he scares me.
Fahim, if you're listening to this. You know what the problem is Fahim shoots right for the gut. It's like, it's not a problem actually, it's just we're not used to taking that feedback.
Yeah, because like I'm going to need to like work my way up to like not lashing out.
Yeah,
I think it's a great idea.
Fuck you too.
I feel like that's not the response you should be giving to people who are looking at your pitch deck.
All of this nervous laughter. I can't wait till we get to the real hardcore stuff. Okay,
man.
Cool.
All right. Okay.
Let's do it. Yella.
I hate the noise of my nervous laughter. Like literally listening to it.
I'm getting very comfortable with hearing it because it's gonna be there for quite a bit.
You're used to hearing me just laugh nervously. Is that it?
It's comforting. It means we're trying something new. We're trying something different. And really, the hard stuff, that's coming up.
So what's the next step?
Well, we put the numbers together and we pitched the idea to Bella and we had Bella run through this with us.
So we pitched to Bella because she used to work in the startup space a lot and she used to work with VCs. Do you want to explain to people what VCs are?
So VCs are venture capitalists. These are people that are looking to invest in new ideas and willing to take the risk up front. It can be a bit of a shark tank, if you know what I mean. You have to deal with some very heavy hitters and some big questions, and you got to be ready. So that's why we did the run-throughs.
Yeah, so we ran through our pitch deck with Bella, and a pitch deck is basically just kind of your idea in summary of like 10 slides.
You make it sound so simple.
Well, we thought it was simple until we met with Bella, and she was not as nice as I thought she was going to be.
You guys are insane. Mm-hmm. No,
I'm curious. What's the
that meeting was a disaster.
Well, let's hold on. This is exactly what we needed to hear. We could be caught up in our own dream and may lose sight. So when she was ready to cut us down, I wanted to hear exactly why. Because it's better now than when we're standing in front of possible investors. So I was super excited she was ready to cut us up.
So join us on the next episode to hear us get cut up by my friend Bella and ripped to pieces. Thank you guys for listening to our first episode. You can find Yella on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, or wherever else you get your episodes from.
This has been a production of Finial Media and recording out of Dubai. Thanks to all of you guys,
yeah, for listening. And please, guys, we're a startup. We're trying to do something. So please, please, please subscribe on wherever you're listening. It really, really helps. And leave us comments on our Instagram, on SoundCloud, on iTunes, or wherever you want. But yeah, we really want to hear back from you guys on what you think so far.
This is Majid signing off.
And Mashari. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Majid. I will sell you this pen for $1 million.
Nah, I'm okay, thanks.
Just buy it.
No.
Buy the pen.
No.
Just buy the damn pen.
You know, you really need to work on your sales skills.
Hey guys, so this episode is sponsored by Sales Society. As everyone listening knows, part of starting a successful startup is sales. And Sales Society is a place where you can learn sales techniques and tips to grow your business.
Now, we wouldn't bring you something that we haven't tried ourselves. I personally have used Sales Society's courses and learned how to follow up creatively without nagging, how to re-engage those disappearing clients, as well as how to schedule more meetings that result in closing more sales and getting referrals.
And of course, we got you guys an amazing deal. If you head over to the link in the episode description, salessocietymm.com, and put in the offer code YELLA at checkout, you will get 2 months free Gold Pass access, which means you get full access to all the courses, downloadable scripts, audios, videos, and templates. How awesome is that? Now, Majid, let me tell you a little more about this pen.